citizens that have lost their life, and all our citizens that we can see that their property, their goods have been destroyed extensively. I will confess that I have never seen anything of this magnitude before. I mean, it's like a war zone. It is rather very unfortunate that as a people, we had to get to this for us to be able to make all the amends.
Eyewitness is attributed the explosion to a bomb explosion.
That this bomb blast then threw off our places is, I don't know, I never see that kind of one before. It's not explosion of fuel, it's like, it's bomb.
The fire, where it was born, they said it's pipeline, but the way I'm saying it's not pipeline, this is a bomb.
Well, the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation released a statement explaining the cause of the blast. The NNPC spokesman, Kenny Obateru, says the blast occurred after a truck hit some gas cylinders stacked in a processing plant located near the corporation system 2B pipeline right-of-way. To help victims, Governor Sanwo-Olu announced a 2 billion naira relief fund for victims of the explosion with an immediate injection of 250 million naira.
This is certainly beyond what the state government can undertake on its own. I have 3 account numbers already. Any Nigerian that so wish to contribute, have any of these 3 banks to go to and contribute. I'll be opening up the accounts for other mini Nigerians, corporate organizations who wish to support us on this journey. These are funds that we believe would help to quickly settle all of the various medical bills in all the private and public hospitals, also be able to settle all of our displaced citizens, because enumeration will start.
Few days after the explosion, the Nigeria governors form an umbrella of the 36 states governors, donated 200 million naira to Abulia Dosoba Emergency Relief Fund by the Lagos state government. The National Emergency Management Agency later commenced an enumeration exercise at the explosion site. The acting coordinator, NEMA Lagos Territorial Office, Ibrahim Farinloye, said the enumeration was put together to get detailed information of landlords and their tenants to help the federal government determine the intervention that is needed.
Our assessment has started about enumeration of extent of damage caused by the incident. So possibly if we are able to conclude it today, it will be revealed. And if we are not, it will continue tomorrow. For now, you know, every disaster scene is a potential crime scene. The police explosive ordnance department will do the necessary thing by investigating various angles of the disasters.
President Muhammadu Buhari pledged commitment to assisting Lagosians who lost property to the disaster. The president made this pledge when he was represented by the Minister of Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Management, Sadia Umar Farouk. The president promised that the federal government will be working with the already existing committee set up by the Lagos state government.
We're going to work in the capacity of investigating the root cause of this incident. We're also going to work in the area of setting up a strategic framework so that we will address these issues once and for all. And we're also going to work in the area of rebuilding these structures.
The rapid assessment and enumeration show that 33 buildings were severely affected, 43 moderately affected, and 93 mildly affected by the explosion. While 437 victims, including children, were internally displaced from their abode and as well lost their belongings, which include household appliances, beddings, and means of livelihood, creating a humanitarian crisis within the neighborhood. There were 43 vehicles also destroyed. Investigations are still ongoing as at the time of this report. This report is packaged by Ijoma Essek and Emeka Kefe Akpovuovu.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.
G Join the conversation no matter where you are. Download our mobile app by searching Nigeria Info FM on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. Also, get news updates and sports, entertainment, news, and current affairs right on the app. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Don't have a radio close to you? Not to worry.
Catch our live stream 24/7 at www.nigeriainfo.fm. Radio everywhere you go on your number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
The Fixer is coming back with a bang. Join the blunt, real, and highly professional Dr. Tolu, a clinical counselor and sex therapist on Intimacy Clinic.
Intimacy Clinic
with Dr. Tolu. Saturdays, 10 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. You asked for it, now you have it.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Let's talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, this here's another one for the Steppers. DJ Wayne Williams, put the record on.
Tell me,
music.
The other questions you have passed my test. Happy people,
yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
Keeps the world,
yeah,
turning,
yeah.
Oh yeah,
turning.
I believe that happy people,
yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
Keeps us all.
Tell a friend, tell a friend. social like Z-Pop, man. Have fun with the game, rhymes and joke, and give me some cast of freestyle and stroke. Hook up with DJ and we're on the track. So we telling fans, yelling, we on like that. We on the map, ain't no turning back, we all can chat. And family got trips to make the people laugh. Believe the mic open, you can rhyme and reason. But make sure you transmit the time of season. Everybody is a 10, but we keep it 100. It's double DTN, believe in the concept. No matter how heavy, I'll drop the mic. Always got the flows ready, I'll drop the mic. Tell a friend and tell a friend, I'll drop the mic. And every Saturday night, gonna drop the mic. No matter how heavy, I'll drop the mic. Always got the flows ready, I'll drop the mic. Tell a friend and tell a friend, I'll drop the mic. And every Saturday night, it's gonna drop the mic.
That's right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Don't Drop the Mic. Yes, indeed. My name is Femi Aribisala, and I will be your host this evening. And I'm here, well, not here in the building with these people, but they're joining me via Skype. We've got Yem Swags in the building. How you doing, Yem Swags? Can you hear me? Okay, his mic is muted, but he appears to be shouting some kind of awkward hailing. But yeah, we'll accept that. Akatu, shout out to Akatu in the building.
Shout out to Lagos. Always good to be here.
Good, good, awesome. We also got MC Red Lips in the house. Okay, I take it his mic isn't working either. Okay, so we just got Akatu, it seems. Excellent. So anyway, the theme for tonight is all about depression. Yes, so fairly depressing start, but it's all good. What is depression? Yes, let me kick off. Yem Swags, looks like his mic is back on. Yem Swags, how would you define depression? What is depression to you?
Well, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Well, let's first of all look at it from a psychological perspective.
Okay, psychological perspective. I love it. Yeah, carry on.
I think depression has to do with when somebody can't simply get in touch with their emotions, and they can't simply find a purpose in their life, because the main reason why a man functions properly is purpose. And so if an individual can't simply arrange their life in a particular way, they don't seem to find purpose. And then it comes from different emotions, because people tend to mix sadness with depression. So there's a distinction between sadness and depression. So as in depression as a psychological problem, it comes from when people can't arrange their emotions in order.
Your mic is making it incredibly hard to really hear you. You might have to try and work on that, you know. But yes. So depression is a psychological issue from your perspective, right? And you think it's more of a mental thing than physical? What was that?
Yeah, mental thing.
Okay, and Akatu, what do you think? What is depression to you?
I think in my view, depression is. It's quite simply the lack of joy or happiness. When you don't have, and some people say, okay, it's when you're sad or when you're unhappy or you're going through some very specific activity.
Yes,
it's just a lack of happiness.
Yes, you're gonna just a real quick update. Yes, please. If you're using your mic, you have to make sure that nothing is rustling behind. I think MC Red Lips, you just joined us. Make sure that you're not making any sounds or moving the mic, because it's causing a little bit of interference. Yes, Akatu, sorry, carry on.
Yeah, so it's essentially, for me, in my view, the absence of happiness. If you're in a situation in which nothing, you don't derive joy from the vast majority of things, you tend to fall into a state of depression, because there's nothing that's providing you that state of happiness. So rather than it being, in my view, an active state, it's more or less the lack of something.
It's a lack of something as opposed to an active state. Okay, getting all kinds of interesting definitions here. MC Red Lips, what do you think? What is depression to you?
Oh, from my little research, it's actually a mood disorder. A mood disorder. When you have a mood disorder, that's when you are depressed. Like, it's like something you can no longer control.
So you have and no control
and it
of
will
it.
Affect, yeah, it will affect your daily, your day-to-day activities. When you have a mood disorder, it's likely going to affect every other thing you do. And that is what depression does.
Okay, let me expand the conversation a little bit. Is depression a disease? What do you guys think? Yeah, is depression a disease?
What is a disease?
Boom, bang on. Bang on, Red Lips, bang on.
Okay, what is a disease? Okay, help me out, help me out. What is a disease, Red Lips?
Like, if we want to use the word literally in English, something that makes you not okay,
okay,
not comfortable, not fine.
Okay.
When
okay.
you have a disease, it's actually going to make you abnormal, or it's going to make you not function properly.
Okay. Okay.
So in
so
that
with
sense,
with that definition, is depression a disease?
Yeah, depression is a disease.
Interesting. Do you guys agree with that perspective? Akatsu, what do you think? Do you agree that depression is a disease? Or do you first of all disagree with Red Lips' definition of disease?
I think we sort of have quite similar views on what a disease is. A disease is essentially a disorder. It's a malfunction in the existing system. So you can break it down to different things. It's external, it's internal. Cancer, for example, is an internally generated disease. And you've got, in some cases, externally generated. You've got things like malaria, which comes from some parasite outside. So it could be internal or external. That's a different thing. But it's essentially a disorder or a malfunction. I think for me, Red Lips, I agree with you on this one, to be honest, which is quite weird because we generally tend to not agree on quite a lot of things. I agree, I think it is a disease, because if you look at things like, say, for example, vitamin D deficiency, which can lead to rickets, you have rickets, and rickets is a disease. It's the lack of vitamin D that causes rickets, but it's a deficiency, the absence of vitamin D. That thing that's missing, that thing that you don't have, that causes you to have that disease, that causes you to have that disorder.
So if you don't have happiness, you have a disease?
Essentially. That's a deep, come on, that's a whole other angle.
I don't know if I can agree with that. If you don't have happiness, then you have a disease.
Hang on.
Okay.
I think it depends here on the degree. And it's quite important here to be able to differentiate between the absence of and the absence of to the point at which it causes detriment or a disorder to the human or to the body or to the mind. So again, vitamin D, you can lack vitamin D. You can lack vitamin D generally. And there's a point at which it crosses over from a lack to a disease.
Okay.
Wow.
So are you saying there's like different stages in depression, or maybe it starts off as sadness and then becomes depression or something? So like, so in that sense, it starts off as like malnutrition before it becomes full-blown kwashoko or something like that.
100%. That's exactly what I'm saying.
So you can't just have depression, boom, you're depressed.
No, you have to go through it. There's a process you need to get through.
Really? Can't you have a situation where there was like a death in your family, you know, or an accident or something that happened, something tragic, something enormously tragic, and then that caused you to be immediately depressed? It doesn't have to be a slow build-up.
I don't think it's sufficient. I think it needs to be either... Sorry.
Yes, Yem Swags, look like you're eager to say something. Hopefully your mic is back with us.
I wanted to say something in regards to what Akatsu was saying. You can hear me, right?
Yes, I can hear you.
So Akatsu was saying it's a process. So that's why earlier I mentioned sadness being similar to depression, and then people not being able to distinguish between which one is it. So the sad person knows what they are sad about. The depressed person doesn't
really, like, you guys are throwing in some interesting things here. So a depressed, hold on. You can't drop something like that and then just disappear. A depressed person. So a depressed person doesn't know what he's depressed about, but a sad person knows what he's sad about. I don't know if I agree with that. That you can be depressed and know that you're depressed. You might not know how to get out of that depression, but I think it's a bit of a stretch assuming that, you know, the person doesn't know why they're depressed. I could have a death in my family and I tell you that, you know, since that happened, you know, I've been feeling this way and I define that way I'm feeling as depression. You know, surely that's me knowing why I'm depressed.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm with you.
The thing is, a depressed person who doesn't know that they are depressed, they can't simply account concretely for their mood. So depression is sadness that has been withdrawn in, like anger that also has been taken outward, but instead was repressed inward. So that's why people tend to get depressed. Going back to what Akatu was saying on the stages of it leading up to depression. Because if, like you said, Mr. Femi, you can't just fall into depression like boom. It can't happen. Like you have to walk up to it's like a staircase.
Interesting.
I don't agree with something he said.
Yes, please. I like disagreement.
He said depression is anger that was supposed to be poured out but taken in. But I don't think only anger can cause depression. Fear can cause depression. There are a lot of things.
Fear can cause depression. You can't escape. See, let me just, I'm going to have a general rule. Anytime anybody drops something that sounds deep, if you think it sounds deep, just rest assured you have to break it down. You understand? Yes, please, Red Lips, help us break this thing down. Fear causes depression. Why do you say that?
Yeah, fear. Because it doesn't necessarily mean to be, it need to be anger. There are some people who are depressed. Would you, I don't know if I can use words like this. There are some girls who are being molested by their guardian. And because of the fear they have that if they speak out, the guardian may kill them or something, they will be quiet and dying in depression. There are so many situations we can use to explain that.
I can relate with that. I can accept that position. Would it be fair then to say that there are different types of depression?
Of course, I've attended a seminar on this where they educated people about depression, and there are so many kinds of depression and so many signs of depression.
Okay. Hold on. What do you think are the different types of depression? Would you classify depression as caused from anger and depression as caused from fear as two different types of depression, for example?
There are two different causes of depression.
Okay.
But depression actually is your mood. Your mood disorder. Fear can cause you a mood disorder, or anger can cause you a mood disorder, or even hunger can cause. Yes, a mood disorder.
I'm even depressed just thinking about it, Sef. I'm hungry right now.
Frustration, trying and failing. And at a point, some people will be like, am I cursed? Is it that I'm destined never to just get this thing? And before you know, they start seeing themselves like, they are not even worthy to be alive. Why are other people getting it right and they are not? And before you know, if they don't call themselves to order, it can just generate into depression. And when a person is depressed, so I also wanted to tell Jens Swag this, when a person is depressed, it's not the end. The person is just depressed. The person can come out of it. It is when the depression becomes.
Yes. You are going too far. We have not come to the coming out of it yet. We are still even establishing what this phenomenon called depression is, at least from our own limited understanding. We're still going to open up the phone lines, you know, in a bit to hear, you know, what Lagos thinks about depression, you know, types of depression, and you know, if depression is of course a disease. But yeah, so what do you think are the major causes of depression? Before we take a quick break, what do you think are the major causes of depression, especially in Nigeria? What do you think makes people depressed?
Money
is a major cause of depression. Interesting.
It is.
I would have ordinarily thought that money would be associated with happiness. You think it's more? Would you say money is more associated with depression than happiness?
Let me even change this.
Yes, Akatu.
Sorry. Let me even change this a little bit and give you the two sides of the spectrum as well. Too much money can cause depression. Too little money can cause depression. Mm-hmm. So it's not even necessarily one aspect of money, the lack thereof. It can be across the spectrum. Money as a tool and as a thing can cause depression. Mm-hmm. When you don't have enough money, you have a lot of things that you have. First of all, you've got scarcity of whatever it is that you require, whatever things it is that you want. You don't necessarily, or you could look at yourself and say, depending on your own personal disposition and how you look at yourself as a human being, you could say, I'm not, you know, socially, again, not having money, again, is one of these questionable things. What do you mean by not having money? But your own perspective as a person, you could say, I don't think I have enough money for me to be in this sort of scenario, you know, situation in which I'm hanging out with certain people, I don't belong here, I'm not that great, which I'm not going to say is right, it's wrong. I'm just going to leave that one.
Okay. All right, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick advert break. And as I mentioned, once we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines and see what Lagos thinks about depression. Don't touch that dial. This is Don't Drop the Mic.
But
more conversation, more talk, more right after this.
When the professionals talk.
In the midst of serious talk, we sometimes need to lighten the burden of the listener. And that's always been at the back of my mind.
Telling it the way it is.
A lot of integrity put into it, because that's where the problem really lies. People want to know what the truth is.
The big stories you are talking about.
Just tune your radio to 99.3 and plug it there.
Join Jimmy Disu on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Weekdays on Dailies Today, 7:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. Daily Digest, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And The Discourse, every Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Hi, my name is Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend.
Never know how much I love you.
Going through a lot in your relationship and you need someone to talk to? Then join Ada Blessing on the Chat Station. Heart-to-heart conversations and love and life experiences, matters of the heart, and so much more.
But you'll be my Juliet and I'll be your Romeo.
The Chat Station with Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
We're back on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are indeed back. You're still listening to Don't Drop the Mic here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Femi Aribisala. We are dealing with depression. And just before we left, we were asking, what do you think are the main causes of depression, especially in Nigeria? And yes, of course, we want to know what Lagos thinks about this issue. Someone said money early on in the conversation. The money is a great cause of depression, even though on the other end of the spectrum, money could also be a major source of happiness. Let's know your thoughts. Number to dial 0700-993-993-993. Once again, that's 0700-993-993-993. We're talking about depression. What do you think are the main causes of depression in Nigeria? Hello.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Hello, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, good evening. This is Lekan calling from Ajah.
Hi, Lekan. Yes, what's your take on the subject?
All right. My thing is that I will have those people that are talking in this today, are they psychologists? I want to ask, please.
No, we're not psychologists, no.
All right.
Even though a few of us may have studied psychology on varying degrees, yes.
All right. I think psychologists should be in better position to address issues like that. But
why do you think that?
Because that's what they specialize on.
But even
keep mind, it's a mind issue.
Yes. But even though psychologists may know a lot more about those issues, there are a lot of people that are depressed who aren't psychologists having conversations with people who aren't psychologists as well, and sharing those opinions.
All right. Based on my little knowledge, I think depression, one of the causes of the depression is that that's to do with hereditary.
It's hereditary. Okay. Okay.
It's hereditary. And like somebody said the other time that somebody can depress and not know the reason why the person is depressed. It's very true. It's very true because it's something that God has seen people that that are very rich, but yet they are still depressed. They have everything that one can have in life. They are still very not happy. They cry. They are so. Things like that, maybe probably the person has inherited that.
Okay.
So somebody can, I want to establish that somebody can be depressed and doesn't know the reason why the person is, doesn't know the reason why it's depressed.
Okay, because, and you feel like it could be because they inherited it from their parents?
Exactly. Something that has to do with, sickness. Somebody mentioned sickness the other time. It's like you can see that's a sickness too.
Okay. Thank you so much for that position.
The person can seek the advice of the medical practitioner or the counselor. You know, probably.
Okay. Thank you so much for that position. Let's hear a few more responses. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Hello. Good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Augustine. I'm calling from Indianapolis.
Hi, Augustine. Yes. What's your take on the subject?
Okay. Thank you so much. Well, the topic of depression is a lot, but I'll try to say what I understand from my perspective of depression. Depression, from the root word, just has to do with depressed. Now, for me, based on my previous findings in the past, biologically, the temperament of melancholy was actually coined from depression as being calm, lonely, or reserved, introverted, and what have you. It was given by Hippocrates. But now here's the thing about depression. Depression is simply what happens as a result of pressure. You understand? So now there is external pressure and there's internal pressure. So the problem now is this. Any object that is subjected to a form to a force should be able to withstand it and then regain its shape after the load has been lifted up. That is how our emotions as people is supposed to be. But unfortunately, because of the various factors that we experience as people from where we are born, clinical history, even genetics. For instance, a person who has a history of depression or mental illness will most likely pass it on to his or her offspring. And the person will find that he or she is more prone to depression without actually knowing. But by way of genetics, because your genes, like we all know, is more like a library that stores all our daily activities. So now here's the thing about the pressure. The pressure here is this. The pressure is external, but we are supposed to absorb it. And then when it's lifted up, we are supposed to regain our shape. So that's why even if you lose someone that you love, you are supposed to come back from it. But because we don't understand the extent to which people have been damaged maybe by way of their upbringing. A lot of people is their family, a lot of people is parental, a lot of people is consumption of wrong or drug abuse. For some people it's drug abuse, for some people it's traumatic experiences like rape or experiencing an accident and so many terrible things. Now because of it, there's an implosion. That's the difference, explosion versus implosion. Implosion means that the person collapses on the inside, so there's release of energy, but you feel like you are not supposed to release it externally, so you implode on the inside, and that implosion is what causes the person to cave in. And once that implosion, that emotional implosion takes place, it's very difficult for such a person to be able to help himself or herself out. And most likely than not, depression is fueled by guilt. Guilt is the major I think guilt is a major culprit of depression, because, you know, for instance, in the Nigerian society, we use shame a lot to correct people. We use shame. Like, even when we want to exchange words to people, we want to use those words to scar the person. I don't know if you've really observed. We target the words in such a way that we want the person to be very damaged by the words, so that the person will be pained. So that means we understand the impact of words in the minds of people who receive these words. And now, because of this shame factor, shame actually cultivates and breeds guilt. And
I like that. Shame cultivates and breeds guilt. Wow. Do you guys agree with that position? That shame cultivates and breeds guilt, and that could lead to depression. We've got Ems joining us in the building. How you doing, Ems?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
We've also got Deepo in the house. How you doing, Deepo? Remember to unmute your mic. And we've also got Ima Akaledo in the building. Wow, it's a full house tonight. Full house tonight, full house tonight. Excellent, excellent. Or full Skype, full globe, full atmosphere tonight. Something like that. Yes, so we're talking about depression. And so the last caller was just saying that shame breeds guilt. And so suddenly that leads to depression. Do you agree with that? That perspective?
Well, I'll say to an extent, it works like that in some people, because if you don't mind, let me go back to the popular story of Judas Iscariot. You know, after he betrayed Jesus, he got really, really, he felt guilty and all of that. So, you know, when he got some money that he used to buy the land, he still went there and he killed himself there. You know, so like when you think about it, this is what the last caller's point of view actually shows. Like that is a classic example. Mm-hmm. But then, you see, it depends on your temperament, because if you're already like, if you're not like the melancholic type, definitely what is guilt and what is shame? There are people that have done worse things that they are comfortable with their guilt, and they go about their lives. People have killed, people have maimed, stolen, and they go about their lives after that. So like, it's not an empirical point of view. It is one of the points, all right, but it's not empirical enough to say that it drives the whole system.
Okay, so let me ask this question. Are Nigerians depressed? Ima, what do you think? Are Nigerians depressed people?
I think an average... Good evening, everyone. An average Nigerian is depressed.
An average Nigerian is depressed. Wow, that's a very wild accusation. Why do you say that?
From level of our consumption of entertainment, and we just... Don't you notice, like, we are depressed to the extent that we don't even overthink some matters again, right? We had this discussion. They had this discussion with the NDDC acting MD, and something terrible like that.
We don't really like mentioning names or on the show, but yeah. But carry on.
Sorry, guys. And Nigerians are like, we are this. We've gotten to this. If you did physics, there's a breaking point. Once you get to that breaking point, there's nothing that can bring you back again. So I think we've gone past depressed to I don't care attitude, right? We're emotionally detached.
Wow. I'm sorry, I just have to disagree with this, because it starts completely disagree with what you're saying. I'm sorry. It starts do not agree with what you're saying. To be honest,
you don't agree with what I'm saying.
The stats don't. Nigeria was ranked 85th last year out of 156 countries in the world last year in the World Happiness Report. Generally, Nigerians are known for being
that World Happiness. Wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. What house? Akatu. Let's address these happiness reports, because there are some research things that happen. There are some things you have to just, are we really that happy? Say 80, wait, 80 what? Hold on, 80 what percent? So if you're meeting, if you meet 10 Nigerians, 8 of those Nigerian people are happy people.
Let's look
at really, is that really true? Is that a real stat?
No, but let's look at the situation in Nigeria and understand what the statistics actually say. Based on Nigerian stats, as we are, our per capita income, our income is extremely low compared to our happiness levels. We are much happier than we should have been based on what we're earning as a country.
The issue is, it's not that we're really happy. We're just happier than we should have been.
We're happier than we should have been.
I told you that that's those statistics.
If you stop.
Suspect.
If you stop and think about it, as we are in Nigeria, everything that we do is a celebration. Everything is
okay.
Wait, hold on. I want to hear from Dikpo. Dikpo, what do you think about this, Dikpo? Are you on Akatu's page? Yes, Dikpo. What do you think?
Hello. Okay, so can I go now?
Yes. We're waiting for you.
Dikpo.
Yeah, so
wow.
I don't quite agree that it just takes it from this angle. First, because depression itself is a medical condition.
Okay.
And by medical, from the little I know, what I know the medical doctors will say is that for you to have been depressed, you must have been in that state for continuously for at least, I think, about 2 or 3 weeks or so. You have to be in a continuously sad mood for about 3 weeks at least.
Before you can call it depression.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Before you can call it depression. And then
another
depression
angle.
It's not exactly the opposite of happiness.
Okay.
Which is what we're trying to measure with. I know that we're trying to, and it helps, it gives us a sense when we try to use happiness, the happiness index, to measure it. But I also agree with you that, you know, you pack 10 Nigerians together and you ask them how many of you are happy, or you try to assess how many of them are happy. It may not exactly be 8 of them that are happy. But first, what I have to say is that not all Nigerians are depressed, because medically, we would not even be categorized into depressed people. Now, what happens is that there are many things that happened in Nigeria. I agree with, I don't know who was saying that all of the things that happen in Nigeria, that you expect that the people in Nigeria are a lot sadder than they, but are not as sad.
As they should be.
They are not.
Interesting.
Exactly. They are not allowing the environment to push them. So that's my take on it.
I really want to open up the phone lines, because I want Nigerians themselves. I want to hear from Nigerians and Lagos themselves. You know what they feel. Do you guys think? Are Nigerians depressed? Are you depressed? Let us know about your thought process, your own situation. Number to dial 0700-993-993-993. Once again, 0700-993-993-993. Let's take a few calls. Hello. Oh, whoops. Sorry, missed that one. Hello.
Hello, sir. This is Nigeria Info.
Yes, this is Nigeria Info. Good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Ijoma Victor.
Hello. Yes, what's your take on
the
subject?
My name is Ijoma Victor. Sir?
Yes, what's your take on the subject? What's your opinion?
Okay. I come up with this issue of depression.
Yes.
When I was smoking in Jahem, I used my own self.
Okay.
That's why I stopped. The reason why I stopped smoking Jahem is because each and every time I smoke it, it got me in the mood of depression. I feel different from my people. I feel ashamed to talk to my people, like, let them not perceive that I smoke, let them not have known that I'll just try to pretend, and I've been doing it. I understand that this smoking is taking me into depression life, and I don't feel comfortable. So I decided to stop it. So smoking can also cause depression. For one that the smoking didn't, for one that the drug did not fit his lifestyle, it may cause a depression to someone else. Drugs
drugs can cause depression to someone.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Really appreciate that. Yes, indeed. A lot of different experiences. You know, you could have bad experiences, especially if you're using illegal substances, you know, which are banned for a reason. You know, all these things can have all kinds of various effects on you and can lead you to a depressed state. That is indeed true. Thank you so much for telling us about that. Let's take a couple more. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good evening. The name is Moses. I'm calling from Lekki.
Hi, Moses. Yes. What's your take on the subject?
My take on this subject is that me, I've been depressed before, so I understand.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that, if you don't mind.
There was a time in my life I was contemplating suicide, but I've always known that if you should commit suicide, you killed yourself before God, so there is no, you can't be redeemed. So because of that, I stopped. And you know, sometimes you just wake up in the morning, you are thinking, but you don't know what you're thinking about. You are not happy, and you don't know exactly what you're thinking about, but it's as if something is wrong somewhere, and it's killing you, like you are just troubled. You don't know what is happening to you. And what really caused this, I agree with guilt. Sometimes my own guilt is about my life, like I'm working but I'm not achieving the things I want to achieve. I'm seeing my friends, I'm seeing what they're doing, and I'm not happy. There are things I'm supposed to have done in life, I have not done nothing. So all these things, sometimes when I just sit down like that, I'm thinking about these things and they are bothering my life. So sometimes I always tell people, even till today, that I'm not a happy man. Most times when I go out, I try to play with people. I play a lot. But when I'm alone, I'm not really happy because there is a lot bothering me. But the one that I know is really depression is, that has happened to me several times, that you will wake up, you don't know what you are thinking. You don't know what is happening to you. But you know you are thinking, but you can't really point out what you are thinking about.
So what do you suggest one can do to get out of these moods? I imagine since you've experienced them, you must have ways of dealing.
What I use sometimes is just this play with everybody. Try to get your mind off the life and just believe that.
Okay.
Just do what you have to do and you will surely get what you want to get. That's how I program myself so that I will not keep looking at this one, and it's killing me.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Let me just try my best. You understand? Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing that. Wow, lots of difficult situations, you know, especially in a country like Nigeria, where it seems like there are a lot of structures that are there to somewhat impede, you know, your progress, you know, sort of thing. Like, it might not be deliberate. Some of them may seem deliberate or whatever it is, but you know, you're moving forward, two steps forward, but then something just keeps taking you a step back and it just seems like you're not progressing, you know. But I like the fact that, you know, he ended it with having some sort of positive attitude and, you know, doing stuff to get your mind off things. Sometimes it's very important. You know, they say, the idle hands is the devil's playground or something along those lines. If you're not keeping yourself busy, you leave yourself with more room to spend time thinking and dwelling on things. And, you know, like he said, sometimes you might get to a state where you're not even thinking about anything. You're just thinking about thinking, you know, kind of thing. And not in a meditation kind of way, in a way that, you know, clearly might not be too positive or progressive. Let's take a couple more calls and I'll go back to you guys. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Ibuka on the line.
Hi, Ibuka. Yes, what's your take on the subject?
Yeah, good evening, everyone.
Evening, hey. Evening.
Okay. Depression, like just like the last caller, state of the mind. I was just looking at dictionary definition, you know.
Okay.
Be lower than or thereabouts. Many other things. But I was going over some thoughts. What is a strong tool that regulates our emotion? Hello?
Words, they're a strong tool that regulates your emotion.
Yes.
Okay.
And again, it's a word, an egg. When it's been thrown out, it breaks again. You can't take it back.
Mm-hmm.
So when those words are thrown out and or it forms
okay, let's go to Genesis. God used war to create so many things, and those things begin to regulate environment, every other thing. So I strongly believe all that his word that has been said, that has been formed many things, it add up to that depression. But we say Nigerians, we are not depressed, honestly, because we find we alternate in so many things. We use comedy, use the scripture, so many other things to comfort ourselves. Because when you begin to think over, just like last call, I will still use the last caller. You know, when you begin to think over so many things, thinking of those words, things that have happened around you, you begin. But when you begin to find, you know, music, other things to console yourself, think you alternative to replace. So Nigerians are not depressed. Because if Nigeria were depressed, just like India, they would have record. You will be seeing people dying every day, right? So Nigeria are happy to take it for that.
Okay. Thank you so much for that position. So I mean, we're leading towards the consensus. I mean, a few people have called us and told us about, you know, their own sort of situation. You know, I don't know if that is a mini census of giving us even a sense of, you know, what people are thinking and how people are feeling. You know, someone is even asking now on our WhatsApp saying, what's the difference between depression and frustration? That is a deep question. Depression and frustration. That's Ibrahim, from Lagos Island. Yes, Akatu.
Can I answer that?
Yes.
I mean, there's something I think, there's this elephant in the room I think is worth addressing. And it's something that's been really, 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 it's gotten to the bottom of my soul. And there's not a lot of topics that do, but this one does. And we've got a very, very strong denial system in Nigeria around certain things. Okay. And depression is one of them. In Nigeria, we tend to say depression doesn't exist. It's not a thing. You're not depressed. You know, bros, shake up. You know what I mean? What's wrong with you? You know, behave yourself. Go and drink Red Bull. And we don't understand things like this. You know what I mean? It's a lot of things like this where we just don't understand it and we completely sweep it under the rug. And the people that are suffering, they're actually suffering day to day. I know quite a few people have gone through this. I've had my own periods where I wouldn't say depression, but I've had periods in which, in weeks, to be honest, where I was just there. And I was just not happy.
Not your usual self.
Yeah, I wasn't happy for weeks. And then everyone would say, "Ah, don't worry, you cheer up." And it's like, I can't, if I could cheer up, I would have cheered up already. Don't you think? You know what I mean? It's one of those ones. And then, and there's that thing we need to understand that at the end of the day, people are still humans. No one's perfect. And the fact that we are able to put smiles on our faces, generally as a population, or as a populace, or as a nation, as a country, doesn't mean everyone is capable of doing that all the time. And the key element there for me is this all the time thing. People can be happy or able to push through all the time. Sometimes we need support as human beings.
To just that's a very, very key point, a very, very deep point. We need to hammer on that more. That's support. You know, I think there's an element, especially, I don't know if it's a disparity between men and women in general, in the sense that men feel like it's a weakness to ask or to need that, especially that kind of support, emotional support. You understand? You know, and even us guys, we don't even know how to give another guy support. It's more like you don't punch your shoulder as a guy, wait till they do yourself. You understand? Maybe go out. You understand? You know, maybe you understand. Just do something to take your mind off it, as opposed to really addressing the root of why someone's feeling that way. We don't really welcome in-depth conversations about, you know, I'm sad, I'm depressed, you know, why am I depressed? Like, you know, the last caller that opened up to us, you know, that expatiated on, you know, that whole issue of, you know, not really progressing, you know, you're doing stuff, you know, you think you're doing all the right stuff and you're not really moving forward. I can relate with that on some level, and I'm sure a lot of people can, in that, you know, you have these big dreams of what you want to achieve, and then you evaluate your life and you're not exactly where you want to be, and depending on who you are and your state of mind, you know, it can affect you differently. You know, yes, but Ems, you want to say something?
I want to say something. What I want to say is this, you see, whenever people talk about depression now, some people also mistake their place in the competition with depression as well.
Another angle. Break it down.
Yeah, because, you know, like, we all have our dreams and aspirations, and, you know, we all have certain goals we set for ourselves within certain time frames. And when it's not working by your own clock, by your own timing, definitely you tend to feel sad. And you see, people tend to forget that sadness is still not depression. Depression, like what Dick Boss said, is a medical condition. In fact, it's actually chemical imbalance, actually. you know, that kind of stuff. So
okay.
At this point here, a lot of Nigerians use the word they are depressed. But once you just put X amount of money in their hand, hey, it's a miracle.
I'm depressed no more.
So my point here is this, Depo gave like the real meaning, because this is clinical, this is a chemical imbalance. This is not just you feeling sad. This is not just you realizing that I've not gone up the totem pole in my goals I've set and stuff like that. And then also what Emmanuel said about, you know, Nigerians, especially youth, you know, running, seeking solace in entertainment. You see, that is not depression. We're just numb. That is all. We're just numb because, you know, these same things happen every time.
So we've been through that state for so long, so consistently, that it no longer affects us how it should. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So it's not necessarily depression. It's just being numb. That we just be like, now today we go to the next thing. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Interesting. Exactly. Interesting.
So I think I want to speak to the question that person asked on WhatsApp.
Yes, Ima. Yeah. Okay. About frustration.
About frustration and depression. What I think personally is, because most times I like seeing it from my own life, I think depression is frustration turned inwards.
I think someone mentioned something like that. Anger turned inwards or something. But yeah, carry on.
Depression is frustration turned inwards. And frustration comes when expectations are not met. So you have an expectation of yourself as a person and you are not able to meet it, you get frustrated. And when you are frustrated for too long, right, when you have expectations piling up, it leads to depression. Trust me, a lot of Nigerians don't have a medical knowledge to understand that they are depressed. I can bet that very few Nigerians still do not understand emotional imbalance or hormonal imbalance till now. They just know that they care my body, they do me. But for real, it's just there are just a couple of us that take time to really research to know, okay, what is wrong with me? Like me now, once I start having some symptoms, I just Google some things before even going to my doctor, so I know what to present.
You know, waiting they do you. Exactly. You understand? All right, hold that thought. We're gonna take a quick advert break. Remember, this is Don't Drop the Mic, so don't touch that dial. We will be depressed if you do. We'll be back.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.
The Fixer is coming back with a bang. Join the blunt, real, and highly professional Dr. Tolu, a clinical counselor and sex therapist, on Intimacy Clinic. Intimacy Clinic with Dr. Tolu. La, 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 la. Saturdays, 10 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. You asked for it, now you have it. The professionals talk.
In the midst of serious talk, we sometimes need to lighten the burden of the listener, and that's always been at the back of my mind.
Telling it the way it is.
A lot of integrity put into it, because that's where the problem really lies. People want to know what the truth is.
The big stories you are talking about.
Just tune your radio to 99.3 and plug it there.
Join Jimmy Disu on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Weekdays on Dailies Today, 7:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. Daily Digest, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And The Discourse, every Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. On your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. The Fixer is coming back with a bang. Join the blunt, real, and highly professional Dr. Tolu, a clinical counselor and sex therapist, on Intimacy Clinic. Intimacy Clinic with Dr. Tolu. La, 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 la. Saturdays, 10 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. You asked for it, now you have it.
Maybe.
Other stations just mumble words. We talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
That's right. Let's talk, and let's talk about depression. My name is Femi Aribisala. This is still Don't Drop the Mic, and that is the subject matter for tonight. So let's carry on. We're still on depression. How can you tell if someone is depressed? How do you know when someone is depressed? Red Lips, what do you think? Can you tell if someone is depressed? Is it possible? Oh yeah, Yem Swag, it seems like you have a response. What do you think?
Well, the thing is, I was going to come back to last topic. You know, they're talking about Nigerians trying to recognize whether or not they're depressed. And now they're saying Nigerians are happy people. Nigerians are not happy people.
Okay.
Nigerians are just trying to be happy. There's something called in psychology, because since we all agree to an extent that it's a medical condition. It's called a manic depressive.
Okay.
And manic depressive comes in the size of happiness. You can be over happy. So I don't want to like go into it too deep, but there's that part. So when you ask that, can someone tell? The question, so always question this.
Yes, can someone tell if someone is depressed? How can you tell if someone is depressed? Is it possible?
You mean the individual themselves who is depressed?
No, you. Can you see your friend and say that this guy is depressed?
Yeah, I could to an extent, but
how? Like, how would you